"Aren't you going to look at the island?" he said. He was very thin and light-looking. His skin was a deep, almost golden yellow. There was a sheen about it which made Fal think of a hologram because it looked somehow deeper than his skinny arms and legs were thick. "I don't feel like it," Fal said. She hadn't wanted the boy to talk to her earlier, and she didn't want to talk to him now. She was sorry she'd agreed to come on the cruise. "Why not?" the boy said. She couldn't remember his name. She hadn't been paying attention when he started talking to her, and she wasn't even sure he had told her his name, though she assumed he had. "I just don't." She shrugged. She wasn't looking at him. "Oh," he said. He was silent for a while. She was aware of the sunlight reflecting from his body, but she still didn't turn to look at him. She watched the distant trees, the waves, the ruddy bodies of the Cerevels humpbacking on the surface of the water as they rose to vent and then dive again. The boy said, "I know how you feel." "Do you?" she said, and turned to look at him. He looked a little surprised. He nodded. "You're fed up, aren't you?"
"Maybe," she said, looking away again. "A little bit."
"Why does that old drone follow you about everywhere?" She darted a glance at the boy. Jace was below decks just then, getting a drink for her. It had come aboard at the port with her and had stayed not too far away all the time, the hovering, protective way it usually did. She shrugged again and watched a flock of birds rise from the interior of the island. They called and dipped and wheeled in the air.
"It looks after me," she said.
She stared at her hands, watching the sunlight reflect from her nails. "Do you need looking after?"
"No."
"Then why does it look after you?"
"I don't know."
"You're very mysterious, you know," he said. She wasn't looking, but she thought she heard a smile in his voice. She shrugged soundlessly. "You're like that island," he said. "You're strange and mysterious like it is." Fal snorted and tried to look scathing. Then she saw Jace appearing from a doorway carrying a glass. She got up quickly, followed by the boy, walked down the deck and met the old drone, taking the glass from it and smiling at it gratefully. She buried her face in the container and sipped at the drink, looking out through the glass at the boy.
"Well, hello, young man," Jace said. "Aren't you going to have a look at the island?"
Fal wanted to kick the machine because of its hearty voice and the way it had said almost what the boy had said to her. "I might," the boy said, looking at her.
"You should," Jace said, starting to float toward the stern.
The old machine extended a curved field, like a shadow without something to cast it, out from its casing and round the boy's shoulders.
"By the way, I couldn't help overhearing you when you were talking earlier," it said, gently guiding the boy down the deck.
His golden head turned over his shoulder to look at Fal, who was still drinking her drink very slowly, and just starting to follow Jace and the boy, a couple of paces behind. The boy looked away from her and toward the drone at his side, which was saying,
"You were talking about not getting into contact."
"That's right." The boy's voice was suddenly defensive. "I was talking about that, so?" Fal continued to walk behind the drone and the boy. She smacked her lips. Ice in the glass clinked.
"You sounded bitter," Jace said.
"I'm not bitter," the boy said quickly. "I just think it isn't fair, that's all."
"That you weren't picked?"
Jace asked. They were approaching the seats round the stern where Fal had sat a few minutes earlier. "Well, yes, it's all I've ever wanted, and I think they made a mistake. I know I'd be good. I thought with the war and all that, they would need more people."
"Well, yes, but Contact has far more applicants than it can use."
"But I thought one of the things that they considered was how much you wanted to get in, and I know nobody could have wanted to get in as much as I do. Ever since I can remember, I've wanted..." The boy's voice trailed off as they came to the seats. Fal sat down. So did the boy. Fal was looking at him now, but not listening. She was thinking.
"Perhaps they don't think you're mature enough yet."
"I am mature."
"They very rarely take people so young, you know. For all I know, they're looking for a special sort of immaturity when they do take people your age."
"Well, that's silly. I mean, how do you know what to do if they don't tell you what they want? How can you prepare? I think it's all really unfair."
"In a way, I think it's meant to be," Jace replied. "They get so many people applying. They can't take them all, or even just take the best, because there are so many of them. So they choose at random from them. You can always reapply."
"I don't know," the boy said, sitting forward and putting his elbows on his knees and his head into his hands, staring at the polished wood of the deck. "Sometimes I think they just tell you that so that you won't feel bad when they reject you."
I think they do maybe take the very best, but I think they've made a mistake. But because they won't tell you why you've failed, what can you do about it?